If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Howdy, friends. Craig here with a drop-in episode. I thought I'd give everybody an idea of what they have to look forward to for February and March as far as what's coming out on the podcast. So for next month, you have got, starting this Tuesday, another session of our Fistful of Credits Star Wars actual play. So if you haven't watched or listened to, sorry, session one and session two, you'll want to do that, because session three is where a lot of the action happens. So that comes out on Tuesday. After that, in February, we can look forward to an expert roundtable where we have some players discuss, Malifaux players discuss, what we do that makes us lose. So if you are struggling to win at Malifaux on a consistent basis, I think that you'll find this roundtable really interesting. It focuses on what bad habits there are, where mistakes are made, and how these lead to a big L and the losing score at the end of a Malifaux game. After that, I have what might be, up to this point, I think the best interview that's been on the podcast. I interviewed John Harper, who created Agon and Blades in the Dark. Even if you do not play role-playing games, please listen to this episode, because I found how John thinks about games to be really fascinating. Then as we move into March, looking forward to a Path to Podium, a Malifaux Path to Podium episode. After that, we have an interview with Mari Takuda, who is a freelance writer who's written several stories for Weird. So if you're into Malifaux lore, you're definitely going to want to listen to that. We talk a lot about Malifaux. We talk about what it's like to write in the world of Malifaux. Following that episode, we have another expert roundtable. This one is focused on Marvel Crisis Protocol. I get the hosts of Turn Zero podcast, a Marvel Crisis Protocol competitive podcast, come on my show and try to make the case that Marvel Crisis Protocol is a really good competitive game. Everybody knows I consider it a beer and pretzels game, and they argue that it's more than that. After that, I have got, building off the same kind of idea or similar idea, we've got another expert roundtable with two of what I consider some of the best game designers in the business right now for mini games, and a stalwart veteran of the podcast, James Doxey. We've got the three of them discussing what is the difference between competitive and casual games. What is a competitive game versus a casual game? And what is a competitive player versus a casual player? It's a fascinating roundtable on, is there a difference between competitive and casual? What are those differences, and do they matter? Now, if you head over to Patreon, I just published a poll to determine what we're going to see in March and April. So to give you an idea of what's happening between March and April, I have got close to a dozen episodes recorded already to release. And I'm not sure what order that we want them in. And one of the benefits of being a Patreon is that you get to determine at times what order these comes in. So here's what the Patreons are voting on for the episodes that we'll see in April and May. We've got an interview with Jared Logan of Stream of Blood. We've got a Malifaux deep dive with Parker. We've got an interview with Keith Baker, who created Eberron for Dungeons and Dragons. We've got an interview with Mike Wallace, another writer for another writer who's published several stories about Malifaux for Weird. We've got another session of Fistful of Credits, session four. We've got a roundtable on the secrets to winning at Malifaux. We've got a roundtable on the rise and fall of Guild Ball. We've got a Malifaux Path to Podium for a Norwegian event that occurred. We've got another Malifaux deep dive for Reva. We've got an interview with Alyssa Minold, who is a freelance artist and who's drawn some of my favorite Malifaux works. And then we've also got a Malifaux deep dive on Perdita. So tons of stuff already recorded. I am doing interviews and creating and recording episodes almost twice a week. So I'm pretty soon I'm going to have material all the way through the end of the summer. That's what's coming. I really appreciate everybody that listens. Hats off to my Patreons that are helping me determine what comes next. If anything that I just listed off is something you definitely want sooner than later, then hop over to Patreon and put in your vote. Anyway, for those that listened all the way to the end, I appreciate it. Take care.